Alright, good morning. This is JT. Don't mind me if my voice is a little off because I'm tying my shoe at the moment. We are in Virginia, up around Quantico, just north of Fredericksburg. There's a course here that we are going to play. Yes, I'm trying to learn how to tie a shoe properly. 18-hole course. There's a charity event this weekend that I will be signing up for. I want to try to get one more in for the year, even though there's going to be two. I got another one to do in Virginia. So we are at Forest Valley Disc Golf Course. This one is actually part of an actual golf course, so you have to pay $10 if you want to play one game, and it's $20 if you just want to play all day. The reviews are all saying it's really nice. One guy even says it's probably one of the best wooded courses in Virginia. I've played over 30 courses in Virginia, so we will test that theory. Now, right off the bat, there's a sign that shows you the 18-hole course, because this is a full 18 we're going to play today. Is very well done, professionally done. We got two baskets, practice baskets, sitting here. Plenty of parking. The driving range is not that far away. And we got two permanent driving practice catch nets, so, which is pretty damn awesome. All right, now I've already read the email on this particular course, and they're telling me since I'm MA3, I'm debating whether or not I'm gonna do MA3 or MA4. So, but anyways, they're saying that we have to, regardless of which one of those two classes I play, we're gonna have to go from blue to blue. All right, so with that being said, I see a green pad. It's a beautiful signage on this. I'm assuming that's one sitting there, but it's got a green felt pad on it. Well, it looks like the blues have a blue felt pad on it. So, and if you look at the marking here, it seems to be about 100-foot distance between the two. There's blue front and then a green back. All right, so you have two pads. These pads are massive. Oh my God, these things are huge. All right, I'm walking past the yellow pad, or what would be a green pad, which you pros are gonna have to contend with. And we're gonna walk to blue, and you will have no problem finding the blue pad. So, because there is a big indoor-outdoor carpet on it, and it's exactly what it sounds like, a big blue pad. So, looks like concrete under there. I guess we'll find out in a minute when I step up onto it. All right, so this is number one. We have green and blue. So, and again, they said we have to go blue to blue. So there is a yellow basket and a blue basket. So let's step away from the mic for a bit. All right, so I know where we're at. Yes, we have a yellow basket, which is the longer placement, and we have a blue basket, which is shorter. We got to throw downhill. I'm going to leave y'all at the end of the pad. I've got a slightly different setup so I can keep y'all mic clipped, but clipped to my cart. I don't know if this course is cart friendly. We're going to find out. It doesn't look too bad at the moment. So I need to go down this hill and to the right. So let's take a rock, since I traditionally throw it this way. So we're going to take a Casey Rock Pro and try to get it down that hill. All right, number one, blue to blue, is 331. Let's go. No warm up, so let's see what we can do. So. I kind of forced it a little bit, so it dived right on me. I didn't give it no distance, so it sucked. So, but I heard it kind of in the bushes, so I think we're off in this little clearing over here. I'm throwing cold. I didn't even practice any putting, so. But beautiful day. It's in the low 60s, if not 50s. We haven't got any rain here, so it dried out from last week. My wheels on my cart are a little loose, so we're gonna have to fix that in a minute. I think when they design carts, They didn't design it to be used as much as I use carts. So I think most people kind of play once a week or once every couple weeks or something like that. They don't play 3-4 times a day. I didn't play this weekend, so because I was doing an event. It's actually my last event for motorsports. So this will be my first game since last week, anyway. Give me a second, I'm trying to find the disc. I know I didn't go that far. I don't think I come this far down the hill. Hang on, you're gonna hear my voice drop off a little bit. That's me walking away from my car. You have to be careful when you're walking around in this tall green stuff because there's two big turtle holes over here. So. Definitely gonna have to audit this audio cut this one because I can't find my damn disc. We got it. Did a sidearm with a Scorch. And I released a little, it was a forehand upshot, and I released a little early, so we popped the tree, so we didn't get a kick in the right direction. Let's try to toss it up and save a four. Unless we do some weird Kevin Jones crap here. Bird. Oh, damn, we got a tree in the way. Alright, we're gonna do a forearm toss up. Gotta save it. Oh, too much. Ooh, I should have axed that a little bit more. Ooh, that sucks. Probably gonna get a 5 on this. All right, so we got a long putt to save a 4. Let's see what we can do. Put y'all by the cart. And we're gonna use a long club. Missed, but it's still pretty. Alright. Well, that blows a double bogey on the first freaking hole. We definitely don't want to do that come Saturday, right? Alright, so. Oh, I forgot to start my car, damn it. Alright, so. Let's start off with a big, huge red double bogey. Alright, where are we going now? So the basket is here, we're off to the right side, so we have to walk to our left. Beautiful back here though, gorgeous day. Nope, this weekend's nice. We got a round on Saturday, a round on Sunday. Your 10 bucks you just pay at the clubhouse, by the way. Got a 7 o'clock, can't be in here before 7. There's no hiking trails or playgrounds or anything back here. It's strictly disc golf, so. Hey, Mr. Frog, what's up, buddy? Big old bullfrog hopping across the path there. Mr. Frog. Chilling. Chilling like Clint. I don't know how that goes. All right, 228. I don't see a basket. It's, again, you could damn near freaking land a helicopter on these pads. They are some of the biggest pads I've seen to date. They're freaking huge, for Christ's sake. All right, 228 to blue, but I don't see the basket. Where the hell's it at? Oh, there it is right there. Okay, I see it. All right, let's throw this, oh, it's this grass scorch. All right, let's throw this thing. It's a Loco disc golf club disc I got from the tournament. Since I'm considering going to Discraft, let's throw it and see what happens. First available. All right, now let's go with what I normally throw. This one doesn't count. And I still hit a tree, so. And I had no idea where that disc went. All right, so. All right. Oh, I hate throwing cold. What a cool looking lake over here. Actually, it's kind of more of a pond than it is anything. Alright. Oh, God. Let's see what we can do here.
don't throw two discs when my first one doesn't work out. Because every time you do that, you can't find the damn thing.
All right, so I threw the Scorch, made a second shot forehand under a tree with a Roadrunner just to get up there.
We made some forward progress.
Found my second disc, by the way. It actually kicked forward, so it actually worked out, even though I'm not throwing it. The second throw, this will be our third. We're gonna use the Berg again. That's all I'm putting with today. Practice reasons, the sweater needs to go away. Oh God, we're right off the basket. Damn, that's the second time we racked the basket. All right, so another wonderful bogey. When I'm putting with my Berg, what I'm trying to do now is put a lot of spin on it. So I had some success with that recently. So I'm trying to incorporate that more when I do my putting, is get a lot of spin on the disc and get in the habit of doing that. So put another big red mark on our scorecard. All right, basket is here. We're to the left side. We need to go up and to the left. All right. Definitely got some elevation. Squirrels must have a field day out here. When in doubt out here, by the way, just walk to the yellow basket. They have small plastic arrows pointing you to the next tee, by the way. Alright, let's see. I see green, but we need blue. Where are we going here? According to this, I'm going the wrong way. According to this, I need to go. Hang on. According to this, I'm going the wrong way. Why would it send me that way? Am I going the right way? All right, so that's the basket. Where the hell am I going? Walk to this ridge, whoops, as I walk through another freaking spider web. Where the hell is this paddock? I mean, okay, I'm glad I played this thing today. All right, we're going the wrong way. All right, let's avoid the spider web. Got an arrow pointed this way, but there's no blue matting over here. Full crap load of greens. Alright, let's walk over here. See if we can't figure this out. You just been saying I'm walking the wrong direction, though. Alright, what is this? Alright, so white and blue spray painted on the green. Okay. Oh, here we are, right here. Okay. Alright, don't look for the blue path. Nine is behind us. All right. Oh, wait a minute. Tell me that blue. Sorry about the mic. I just realized it popped off. Start playing this a little better. All right, we're on the wrong pad. Oh, here it is, right here. Okay, big blue pad. All right. So blue to blue, blue to blue, blue to blue. All right. So if it's covered in green and you're playing blue to blue, you're not on the right one. So we have three placements out here, which now that I think about it, somebody in the comment made a comment about that. You have three placements here, and us AMs are supposed to be playing blue to blue. So we are on a big blue pad, and I see a big blue basket. So this sweater's got to go, and this is going to, I hate dragging a sweater through a course. Damn it. I knew I should have took that damn thing off before I left the car. All right. All right, 277. It says it's left. I don't necessarily buy that. I see the basket, but what are we doing here? 277. That's got to be the basket. All right. We're going to do a forehand with a Roadrunner. Orange and red is not really a good time. This is September or October 2nd, by the way. So orange and red is not really a good color to throw out here. Roadrunner forehand. I'm going to move y'all to the front of the pad so I can utilize this. This pad is like, if you're throwing from the back of this pad, you're going to short yourself by about 20 feet. I'm exaggerating a little bit, obviously, but these pads are huge. All right, Roadrunner. Forehand. 277, first throw on three. Oh, if it comes back, that'd be pretty, but it's not going to. You son of a biscuit eater. I think we lucked out and hit a tree, though. Damn, I got some serious distance out of that. I snapped it, but I hyzered it when it was coming out of my hand, so it dived left on me. These Roadrunners do not pull back like the Eagles do. At least mine, anyway, the way I throw. It may do something different for you, but ideally, the Touring Eagle or my Clemo Eagle, which are, even though it's the same brand of disc or same model of disc, they throw completely different. So this probably would have been a good Touring Eagle choice here. Because we drove way, way too left. I'm gonna need something to pull us back. It's a nice course. It's a wooded, I mean, obviously being a wooded course, it's not as dense as some of the other ones I've played, so once I get a feel for wherever the hell everything is, I might be able to do okay. So, all right, I'm going to leave y'all up here by the basket. I'm assuming this is our basket. Yeah, okay. I'm going to leave y'all up here. I'm gonna go down here and find our disc. I'm gonna take a Berg, take a Scorch. Already got a Roadrunner down there. I won't need a rock. And we'll go with this. I'll be right back.
I found was like
looking for. Unfortunately, I put y'all right in front of the basket, so y'all were blocking the view. I had to pull up. All right, this sucks.
That's what it's called, practice games, right? We got another four. I screwed up and this one's an easy cut.
All right. Well, there's a good chance we're gonna do better than this come Saturday. At least I hope to do. All right. On number four, so we got double bogey, a bogey and a bogey. It's not because of the difficulty of the course. Actually, the course for these first couple holes is really not that difficult. I've already done my traditional warm-up and blah, 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 blah. So, probably would have done a little better. I mean, once we know the course, then I'll worry more about the score. Yeah, and in the tournaments, I would have my Lunas with me. I wouldn't be throwing this scorch disc or how this thing's called. So, that's fine. All right, this sweater is going to piss me off. All right, blue pad, and this blue, 311. We're going to need right. So, technically, I should throw a 311. Let's do the diamond. 311 is what you just showed. Let me put y'all in front of the tee pad here. Alright. Man. Okay, that's a lot of trees here. It says we've got to go, it's to the left down here. Alright. I'm just going to try to get it down the center of the fairway here. Try to get some right turn, go down that right opening. Released late, hit a tree. That's been my problem lately. I had that at the last tournament. All right, this sweater is absolutely gonna piss me off. So, keeps getting caught in my wheels. Damn it, damn it, damn it. In the butt. Trying to get this thing up off away from my wheels. So if you've played this one before, you've got the first tree. Green pad is to the left, that tree right after it. Okay, as you walk past that, which is what I'm doing now, you get two to your right, I hit the second one. So I released late and it sucked, basically. All right, I see the pad. Well, at least I see the...
I can see the basket now, anyways. All right, let's do a Valkyrie.
This is another disc I don't normally keep in my bag anymore, so. All right, and this is throw two. Low-hanging tree branch, so it knocked all the power out of my disc and it just went to the ground, but I released too early anyway, so normally this would probably be an eagle shot. It probably also would be a forehand, but I was trying to do some practice flexing it so you get that little S-curve. So I was going for, but failed miserably, so
let's try to chuck this up there with a result.
Excuse me, Valkyrie.
I'm gonna put a little heat to it, keep it low, try to skip it into the basket.
And I hit another damn tree. Damn, 3 for 3. I had the right line, I had the right heat, but if y'all played it before, I caught the blue basket, I caught the tree, the bigger one right to the right of it. And it literally just absolutely put the brakes on the disc. So 1, 2, 3. So we're gonna go for another big red mark on the scorecard. All right, well, in this case, let's try to save a four. And again, I don't monkey scorecards. I mean, it is what it is. If just like the one I missed earlier.
Alright, trying to save a fool.
When I try to put spin to it, I lift my hand. All right, so
I gotta go.
So when I'm doing a putt, I'm trying to put spin to it. So when I do the spin, I'm lifting my hand. So I've got to keep, my hand down. Okay, so. Alright, so instead of a 4, we get a nasty ass 5 again. Alright. Alright, so spin. Keep my hand down. Where are we going here? Where the hell am I going? Why is it showing me walking backwards? I gotta go left.
I don't think my GPS is working very good out here.
Well, we got a green pad, so there must be a blue one here somewhere.
Oh, got it.
Alright. Ooh, boy, it's gonna take some edits on this one, folks. I don't know about this being the best wooded course in Virginia, but it's not bad. It is cart friendly, by the way. I got a full size cart. So. Alright, can we at least get a par here, Norton? Let's completely not tank every damn hole, for Christ's sake. Alright, I see the basket. Big blue pad. It's got a lot of wrinkles in it, so be careful with the wrinkles. Yeah, it wouldn't take much to trip out here. Yeah, they need to like stake this carpet down or something. 267. We're damn sure not using what I put in my hand. That's a big ass highway over here. That's 95, by the way. So, Roadrunner, I'm gonna do a backhand. Gotta be really careful. I'm gonna trip in this carpet. Be careful. Just try not to hurt myself. Alright, 261, blue to blue. I'm gonna use a road runner.
Arm was too low, but it got down there.
Straight up center of the fairway. I was kind of timid with my foot placing because I didn't want to trip on that carpet. So. Alright, we gotta be able to walk. I'm not gonna be able to clip you to my shirt, damn it. Clip you up here then. I can't clip you to my shirt, we'll clip you up here. I got an adapter on the top of my cart so it keeps the mic a little closer to me. Hopefully the cart noise ain't beating all up. And then eventually I'll get a Bluetooth microphone and go from there. The racing this weekend was outstanding. I got there, it was testing, on private testing on Thursday. Some more testing and then gambler's race on Friday. Friday is the only day where we got some rain. But it was a lot of exciting racing over the weekend. Saturday was a bit of a mess at times, but it's all right. Still turned out good. Some exciting pro street racing and a lot of fun and people like the content. And I don't ever have to worry about doing it again since it's the last one I'm going to do.
Second throw on five.
Man, when I get that spin right and I don't toss it, it actually runs really well at the basket. But I just got to remember to keep my arm down and not... I'm thinking too much about the spin and it turns into a game of cornhole where I'm tossing it. So. I'm gonna have to adjust these wheels. My wheels are super loose for some reason. I guess they're not that bad. I'm getting bombarded by
Oh, we got a par. That sound is a par. Finally. Jesus, that sucked. Now we only need like 50 birdies.
Right.
And by the way, when you're playing a game and you're playing with people, especially when you're playing tournaments, the basket or the disc must come rest inside of the basket at the bottom. So don't rack the chains like I just did. I just do it for the podcast. So when you're playing, just take your disc, drop it into the basket. It must come to rest inside the basket after impacting or dropping into the chain. So therefore, according to PDGA rules, if you take a disc and you throw it and it hits the basket from the outside and punches in through the opening, let's say you're using a soft disc, it goes from the outside in but goes through the wall of the basket from outside in, that does not count as a stroke. You must go from in chain down in, drop into the basket. You can't go through the opening of the basket. Don't believe me? Go look at the rule for yourself. 270. Now I'm just going to stick to the road runner. That's what I got out. Forehand, just because I need to practice it. And then we got a wooded area. So, road runner, forehand, 270. Not going to come back on me. Think about it. Think, Morton, think. All right, so you know the Roadrunner is going to do that. All right, so let's pull an eagle up and keep that in the top part of the bag. I use a putter pouch as a prep. So let's pull these two out of here, move them back into the park. That way we have an eagle so I can get some. I know it's going to come back right on me. So, the Roadrunner, if I force it a little bit too much, it'll do what it just did, and it won't, it'll hold a left line on me from using forehand. So, and I know the disc could do that, but I did it, I threw it anyways. So, I've thrown the eagle a lot, so I know what it does. I'm going to use the Clemo Eagle because it's not as aggressive on its. When you throw it forehand, it's very aggressive on its right. Alright, I'm a freaking moron. Let's learn how to talk and stop walking and doing crap at the same time. I'm running in the roots. I'm fighting with my cart. It's not bad. It's just I'm doing too much at one time. Now, I could throw the Touring Eagle, but I usually get more distance out of it if I forehand it. But it's got an aggressive right. I don't want a super aggressive right here. I want a gradual right. So that's where the Clemo Eagle comes in. It will give me the right, but it's not as aggressive as the Touring Eagle. So I'm going to go with the Clemo Eagle, and we're going to try to get this up there and get close enough to save a par here. Second throw on six. Forehand, power grip, Clemo Eagle. Released a little early. Damn it, damn it, damn it, damn it. It felt good. I mean, it looked good. I just released early. And that early when it's... Well, I don't have any power with my forehand yet. So, with it, some of y'all may see, well, how the hell are you throwing an eagle? You can throw that thing ridiculous distances. I suck at disc golf. So, I try to figure out what the disc does and then throw to it. And then I work on... Like with these games now, I don't try not to beat myself up too bad. Try not to. Most of the time I fail at doing that, but I try to figure out how the disc works and throw to how I know it flies. And then work on my game as it goes along. As I get better, I'll change. I know some people have so much distance, they're throwing anything. They'll throw bergs at 300 feet. I'm not one of those people.
aiming point is there. I nipped the pole when I shot past it, by the way. Oh, I damn near missed that. From 4 feet, I damn near missed it. Alright. Oh. My Lunas aren't in here. I'm purposely, like the Valkyrie, I've got a bunch of this. It's another bogey, by the way. So. Alright, you got an arrow in this basket? Where are we going? Don't have one, so I guess we have to walk this way. Alright, but that's fine. This is really more, excuse me, more to get used to the course. My placement so much this weekend is not of importance. I've got the points we need, so this is just to try to have a couple tournaments and have a little fun. So we've got the points we need. If we do well, that's fine. And, but trying to get some kind of handle on my bag. That's why I'm throwing a few today and a couple techniques I normally wouldn't throw. And so I'm going to restructure my bag for the off season. And 2024, I want to try to be a part of a series. And I really need to get a handle on this bag and my understanding of these discs. So. Number 7 is 309. I see the basket. Damn, that's an awful long 309. Lots of woods. This is a tough one. What do I want to do? I don't want to forehand it. This is definitely a backhand. But we're going to have to flex through there. I'm going to need distance. So let's go with the F2. Even though it's kind of a big profile disc for what I'm trying to do here. All right, so if y'all played this before, you got a green pad. We're on the big blue pad, blue to blue. Green pad is to my right. We got a big tree right in the center of the fairway, a little skinny tree right next to that green pad. I'm gonna try to thread those two, get this to hook left, and get up in that clearing. I don't expect to reach the basket. There's just too much shit in the way. Trees, what I mean by shit anyways. All right, so F2, first throw on 7. What I wanted. Skip. Hey, big airy skip. There we go. That's more like it, Norton. Well done, buddy. It went through. It was probably could have thrown it a little bit higher, but we got straight through the opening and hit the ground right in the dead center of the fairway as you hook through and gave me a big arching jump or skip up. So we got some ground play. Gave me another probably 25, 30 feet. And the thought process is to hyzer a berg in there from here. So see what happens. So. Alright, so throw 2 on 7. Now we have a choice between a berg and a berg. I've been throwing the white one instead of green. Alright, second throw on 7. This is going to be a hyzering arc, so I'm having to almost trick shot it through some trees. It's not anything like super fancy trick shot, so. And then I want this berg to hit the ground and sit still with this leaves here. This thing should act like a pillow and it should bounce the disc with it being dry. So I'm going to try to spin it and get the spin to stop the disc. Released too early. Damn it, stuck me behind a tree. Yeah, I released a little too early. So I think we'll be okay, but then again, I said that a minute ago and missed a freaking 6-foot putt, for Christ's sake. So, God, I hate these shoes. I don't know why they're not sticking out all of a sudden. I want to get me some disc golf shoes. I just don't have, the ones I want are like $1.60. And I don't have the money yet to get them. So, but they're specially made for disc golfers, so we'll see. All right, let's try to save a three here. Putting with a bird, of course.
Got it.
Perfect. Right dead center, right where I was looking. Beautiful putt. Finally, we got another par. But at this point, we need about 50 million birdies. So, all right, so under eight, 445. Ooh, we got a big one. We got a live one. If y'all ever watch the old Batman movies, you'll know what I'm talking about. The 445 will probably throw the F2, since it's a wooded. I don't throw the, traditionally, I can't say not always, because I did last weekend, but, or the weekend before, excuse me. I don't normally throw the Mamba in wooded areas, so if I throw a more higher speed disc, it's usually the F2. Just because it's had the crap beat out of it, and I can traditionally make it go straight, but let me see what we're looking at first. Number 8, 445, blue to blue. Basket is way up on a hill, so I don't know. I don't want to forearm this because I don't want it to roll down the hill, so I want to try to get as far up and to the left as I can. Probably won't be a good idea, will it? If I go right, it's going to put me more trees, but the path seems to go up to the left, S up the hill, and then cut back right. I don't have that kind of distance. I can't throw 445 feet, especially through woods and elevation, because I suck going up hills. Actually, I could probably take the diamond and try to thread that left side. Let's do that, and that way if it drops right, something probably would be in there too. As soon as we figure out what they do. All right, so diamond, we're gonna try to go up the right side. Try to get it to pull right on me. This will naturally pull right if I throw it. Too low. Drop my arm. We got nowhere. So, if y'all played this course before, there's a fallen log to the left-hand side. I'm literally 10 feet past that, so it's a garbage shot. Way too easy, way too gentle. More like I was in the park having a picnic, sipping tea, a lazy ass drive. So. Well, we're in the fairway, so I guess that's a plus. So. Better than being down here on this side area, I guess. Alright, let's just take a F2 and chunk the piss out of it. I think it's down to the right, right? Oh, there it is. Oh, shit. Oh, I lost my footing. Damn it. I stepped into it, and as soon as I put weight on it, the acorns rolled out from under my feet. I lost my footing. I got nowhere. I got maybe 40 feet up the path. So, I got big acorns here. And I didn't realize I was standing on a cluster of them until I went to put my foot, weight on that foot. Oh, this cool hole's gonna, well, this game's gonna suck, but that's all right. I lost track of the basket again. Track of a basket after one damn. See, people, I must not have had enough coffee today or something. Where the hell did this basket go? How can I not see this from here? I need help.
I need therapy is what I need.
It's up there behind that tree.
All right, Roadrunner. Mm-hmm.
Not near the basket, but that's one, two, three. We're going to throw four. Like, I haven't done enough walking already this weekend, right? I didn't think to check my steps from this weekend. Usually I average about 25,000. I know I didn't walk that much yesterday, so. Because in the afternoon, I get tied up at the Warner for pulling that kind of stuff, so. All right. Oh, this is going to suck. Damn it. Fourth throw. Damn, I wish I had my six-claw Luna with me now. Use a little flexibility.
Well, that's for me.
I use a short
fourth shot. Come on, get up here. Don't roll. Don't roll. Okay.
Whew. Thought I was gonna roll over there for a minute. We're right next to the basket. So we're gonna five. Well, we shouldn't have any problem improving in this game this week. Hopefully. Oh, this blows. Only a bogey. It's a par four. Number nine. Last hole, y'all be with me. And then we'll come back and give you an update on the back. Did I figure out where the hell I'm going? Yellow basket's up there. So I'm assuming we gotta walk up there somewhere. Clip y'all to my shirt. As far as being difficult, I don't really agree with that. I think once I play a normal round, I'd probably do a whole lot better. I mean, because it's wooded, but I definitely played harder. Even though the score doesn't reflect that at the moment. 304. We're going to take a F2. Just because I feel like damaging a disc, apparently. Yeah, there's a lot of elevation here, but it's not super, super bad. It's enough to give you a workout, though. All right, F2. Just trying to throw it up center of the fairway. Basket's to the right. Blue to blue. There we go. Sit down. Oh, died out on me. The left side of the fairway. But we're at the... There's a little bit of a hill on this one, but we're at the top of it. So, we might be able to snake something around that corner to the left-hand putt. So we'll see what happens. I didn't give it enough height on the release. I released a little early. So we got up here, but could have been better. Did we skip through here or did it stay put? Nope, skip past the tree. Forehand toss up using the Scorch. I'm not gonna do a left hand putt on this. I'm too far away. I'm not that good with that yet. I'm only good with the lefts from like 70 and under. Forehand with a Scorch. I got a tree behind me, so I gotta be careful. Get up here. We got a friendly hop in the right direction, looks like. I don't know how close we are. We got a stump in the way. I saw the disc kind of flip end over end instead of roll, so. Oh, yeah, we're good. We got par. Cool. Finally, par. All right, now if we can just par the back nine, we'll be all right. At least I'm getting warmed up, right? Beautiful course, though. It is pretty course. So we got a 3 on 9. We're probably doing horrible on time, right? Absolutely, we are doing horrible on time. All right, so we are +8. Oh my God. So basically we've got... basically, we're one under. Good Lord, that sucks. One under being full bogey on this thing. Alright, I'll keep y'all with me till 10. I'm obviously going to have to do some editing of this. Alright. This is Virginia. Again, we're north of Fredericksburg. This will be a new game, new load, because my tournament's this weekend. We're on 10 now, so I'm going to cut y'all loose, see if I can't stop the bleeding on this game. So, back nine, we're +8. Again, I've never played this course before, so this is the first play. Big blue pad. I swear to God, you could land a helicopter on these things. These things are so big. So, I'm on 10 now, 402. I got a Scorch in my hand, but I'm not going to throw it. And I'll come back and give you an update on how this back half goes. Thank y'all so much for listening to me ramble, as always.
All right, it's October 2nd. We're done with the back nine.
I'll see you in a bit.
So from the front nine, we were +8, so we were doing horrible. I was doing horrible. Let me rephrase that. So this is a Forest Valley disc golf course. This is Triangle, Virginia. First time playing it, obviously. That's why you're hearing this podcast episode. Front nine, as you can tell, as we closed out with you, wasn't doing well, +8. And the back nine did not get any better. It's not the course, people. It's me. I'm not throwing the way I'm supposed to. This course is not that difficult. I mean, it's not easy by any stretch of the imagination, but... maybe I'm just too tired from my weekend working or something, who knows, but and not playing the course for the first time probably doesn't help matters any either. Not knowing where anything is definitely hurt me a couple times. Once I got mid fairway on a few, I realized that I should have taken a different line, but since I'll be playing a tournament this weekend here, I figured might as well play it at least once. So needless to say, +16, absolutely horrible. For a course like this, there's no excuse for it other than the fact that I suck. Jesus Christ, what just flew in my eye? Oh. Damn it. Oh, sorry about that, folks. Now, again, I mean, it's, again, I'm hard on myself, but that's just the way I am. I took out some of the disc I normally use. I put stuff in there that I need to practice with. I took my putters out, so I didn't have my Lunas. I was only dependent on the birds, which is... I lean on the birds a little bit, but for very specific shots. So to make it a primary game putter, I know I'm going to struggle with it till I figure it out. Made quite a few good shots, made some good up shots to save a bogey, or in one case, a double bogey. My back nine just went in the toilet. I mean, it was pretty much, I bogeyed almost everything. The only thing I parred was 16 and 17. 17 was a really nice drive with the diamond. It did exactly what I wanted it to do. So it really isn't the course here. I mean, and that kind of goes with the game. I don't know where these hiccups came from all of a sudden. It's just, It's hard to play when you're in a foul mood. I'm a little irritated, so normally little things that were happening today that don't bug me were bugging me, so I think maybe I'm just overtired. So coming in this weekend, I have the points I need for next year, so I'm just going to try to have some fun. I find it hard to believe I'm not going to be able to do better than the plus 16 come Saturday. I just need to put all my standard disc back in there and try to relax and have some fun, because I mean it's just points at this point. So I mean my rating's not going to get much better. I'd like to get myself the goal. I was thinking about it because I do better when I set goals for myself. So really one of my goals is to become a 900 rated player. So that's my next goal on the list, but playing like this, it ain't gonna happen. I need to, now that my season's coming to a close, I've got one more event to do, but as my season comes to a close, I think I'm going to be stuck in a pretty good, I'm going to be in one spot at that point, a little more normal life like what everybody else has. So then I can take time, practice my putting a little bit more, get into a daily routine with my running, get into a daily routine with my putting and my driving, and try to save some money and make some bag alterations. I still think going to one manufacturer for something, some reason I want to do that. The fact that it's bugging me so much means I'll probably need to do it, so it'll stop bugging me. And I want to stock this. I don't want specialty disc, because if I lose them, then I can't replace them. I don't like specialty disc. That's just me personally. Knock yourself out if you do. This game today was just absolutely, I wasn't here. It just sucked. So. Excuse me. So. All right, so plus 16. All right, so Triangle, Virginia, Forest Valley. As far as the course itself goes, it's actually a really nice course. One guy says it's probably one of the best disc golf courses in Virginia. It's one of them, but it's not the best. As far as difficulty, it's actually not that difficult if you have a degree of control. If you're at the low end of the amateur gene pool, just starting out, you'll struggle out here because it is tough. There's not a lot of growth. They clean it. They've got the place maintained really well. You got two driving practice nets here. You got two baskets for putting. So it's a good place. I mean, unfortunately, it costs you $10 a game, $20 all day. So that's a little steep. I personally don't think it's worth that, but that's just my opinion. They make enough money off the golf course over here. They could care less about this, but it is a very good course. I rated it a 4. It's worth every bit of it. But as far as a game you come and play on a regular basis, if you're not worried about money, yeah, play it on a regular basis. It's a good one. It'll teach you control. It's got some long distance ones, like 400s, that's through the woods. So that's a good educational process there. You need a forehand out here, so make sure you develop it. Several of my forehand shots did work very well. A couple of them were just off the mark, releasing early, releasing late. But form is getting better. I'm getting more confident with it. So happy with it overall. Fantastic course. The pads are absolutely some of the biggest pads I've ever seen in any of the courses I've played. And I just don't like some of the loose felt on some of them. It needs to be tightened up a little bit. But fantastic course. If you get a chance to play it, definitely play it. If you're a local, I'm sure you already have. But I'm going to get on the road. I've got about 4 hours of driving to do. And then I'm going to try to get some rest, get some after race work done and for some clients. Close the season out and put some stuff behind me. So, as always, this is JT and Platinum Journal Services as we wrap up 2023. Got a couple more months left, maybe a few more games. I might have some traveling to do, so we'll be able to rack up a few more games during that, or a few more courses during that travel, but we'll see what happens. So, because it's I got a sinking feeling something's gonna go south on me, and hopefully it's just me being paranoid as usual. So, but love you guys, love you gals. This is JT. As always, good throw, good putt, bad putt, wood course, open course, water, no water, rain, sunshine, cold, warm, doesn't matter. Get out and throw. The more you throw, the more you're going to learn, and you will learn something, I promise you. No matter how good or how bad the game is, you can take something away from it. Talk to you soon. Bye.